For our country, the dispassionate advocate of human rights internationally and is currently the chair of the Human Rights Commission at the United Nations, this is a great opportunity to be a leader. Other countries have shown solutions to this dilemma. Canada, Sweden, and the United Kingdom have tackled this problem without the need for extended detention. I'm sure our clever country, as the new chairman and therefore a world leader on human rights, could find a solution in line with the convention it has signed.